the Gemara in Bechara says, there's, right, we know there's a pasuk that says, thou shalt eat treif, thou shalt eat camels, pigs, etc., right? Wunderbar.
That means wonderful in German.
Now, you know that there's an extra word that says, it says, there's an extra gamal, right? The extra gamal tells us, the extra word, that one cannot have chalav from a behemoth tamei as well. One cannot have pig's milk, camel's milk, etc., or even milk from a treifa, right? Because that is also, there's an isser. Now, what is there any isser with drinking milk from a cow that a guy, it's my first question of Vaidavari, it says there are certain things that are usser because a guy did them, such as when a guy cooks, such as when a guy bakes, or when a guy pasakim, bishalakim, and also he says kolavakim. Kolavakim is 100% usser. So we're going to discuss here exactly why, just to try to understand the idea that under no circumstances, this is where the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, is anybody in the world ever, forever and ever going to matter kolavakim. Kolavakim is 1,000,000% usser. Kolavakim, milk that a guy, milk from a cow is 1,000,000% usser. There is no way around that. That is for sure. Okay? Let's just understand that and let's just take that as it is. Alright. One second. I'll just prelude this. Hopefully we should be done within 50 minutes. Alright. Because this is a very extensive topic, so tonight we're just going to talk about the Chol of Yisrael issue, and next week we'll have part two about the whole powdered milk, entomins, etc., carvel. Alright? So this is just talking about Chol of Yisrael. We're just going to talk about milk and cheese and margarine. So one second. So anyway, either way, the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, Cholav shechol by oivik achavim, the Ein Yisrael Re'ei was aser. Fine. The question is, what about cheese? Is Gvinas Akam aser as well? What if a guy makes cheese, right? The, I don't know, the companies nowadays, but if you buy them in the store, anything that's not from a Hamisher manufacturer, is there any iser b'davar? Gvinas Akam is also aser, but for a totally different reason. The reason why Cholav Akam is aser is because they may have mixed in camel's milk into your milk, or pig's milk. Now, even though the Gemara says, even though camel's milk is greenish and cow's milk is white, we're still, and it doesn't look the same, etc., we're still, and you see white milk, it's still usser to have cholavakim. It's still usser because they may have mixed milk. Now, the idea with cheese is that they may have taken the intestine of an animal, of a trefa, of an avela, and they may have, the way it works is that you let it like fermentate, or whatever, yada, yada, yada. You'll have to ask all the biologists here how it works, but you let the milk sit in something like a sack for a long time. So we're scared that they may have, right, in the stomach or something, we're scared they may have used the stomach of an avela to let it turn into cheese. So that's the issue of Gvinas Akam. Gvinas Akam is usser clearly across the board as well. So now the question is, do they still do that? So clearly the Shulchan Aruch says, even if they don't do that anymore, and they don't, cheese from a guy, even though the guyim don't put it in the small intestine anymore, and they don't let it turn into cheese. So they got the milk from the, they milked it, whatever it is, even if they bought whatever. That's not the point. Is that even if they don't put it in the cow's intestine anymore, it's still usser. In other words, even though it's done in cow's, it's the whatever it is, the cow's stomach, right? Even though they don't use that organ anymore, and they use something else, they use cloth, it's still usser because we assered Venus Akim. All right, is that clear? That's clear. In other words, cheese from a guy, milk from a guy is 1,000,000,000% usser. What about butter? So butter, clearly, the Shulchan Aruch says there is makom to be makel, and that's why for those of you that are all, we're going to see exactly the difference between Chol of Yisrael and Chol of Stam, but for those that eat only Chol of Yisrael, you could be makel with butter. There are those that are even makomer with that. But butter, when in order to turn it to butterize things, it can't, camel's milk, right, the green camel's milk, or the pig's milk, cannot turn into butter. Alright, there can be no piggy butter out there. It can't exist. The only butter, the only milk that can turn into butter is milk from a cow. So there's no, the whole shash of kolavakim is that it's going to come from a guy who's going to mix it in. But if he turns it into butter, it won't, the little parts of it, you know, it just won't turn into butter. It won't butterize. So therefore, there's really no iser in dealing with butter. That's what the halakha seems to be. And even if you want to say that they do throw it in, this green camel's milk, so still you could look at chila, you can cook it, the margarine, and then, you know, the whole thing is not a problem anymore. Yeah. It's mevatel. The little pieces are mevatel. The question is, why is this holding? Why is everyone noig for this laheter? So he says the reason is because, since obviously we said that pig's milk can withstand the buttering process, but why can I cook it then? We know there's a general klal. If one wants to, let's say, have a chalent, right? Back to the chances are you might be better. When you make your chalent every day and you want to add a little milk, right? You want to get that milky chalent taste. So what are you going to do? You're going to put a drop of milk inside, and it's going to be vatel b'shishim, right? And then you're going to put another drop of milk, and it'll be vatel b'shishim. And it's a great way of making basavakolov flavored chalent. right? So lemaiser, there's an isser in doing that because you cannot be mavatal isser lekatchila. One cannot put in something that's usser, which is milk, into meat and be mavatal lekatchila. So although a great marketing idea, however, it would not be mutter halakhically to be sold on the streets of Meishar. But if you want to take over here, if you're cooking the butter over here, and you're going to say, I'm cooking the butter and it's going to become absorbed, the camel milk and the piggy milk is going to be absorbed into the butter. So this is not a question of being mavatalit lekatchila. You're not saying, I want it to be seeped in. You're going to cook it. So you want it to destroy it. You want to destroy the isser. When you want to destroy the isser, so that's why it's mutter to lekatchila cook the butter, which is what's done. Therefore, those who are makbid on only kol of Yisrael, there is room to be makel to eat butter. So once again, milk from a guy is aser, and cheese from a guy is usser as well. So, what? Milk from a guy is not when it does not say the words Kalav Yisrael. As far as we're concerned, now we'll wait another 4 seconds. But as far as we're concerned, now it's considered Kalav Akum. Anything that does not say the words Kalav Yisrael, as far as we're concerned, is milk from a guy. So okay. So now we have the whole concept of Kalav Stam.
What is the deal with that?
So the whole concept of Kalav Stam, I don't mean to burst anybody's bubbles. I know that it is a coin that has it is a
coin.
It's a coin. It's a term that's been coined. Good job, Harold.
Or wine.
Lemaisa, it's been, for whatever reason, it's become a popular terminology, Kalav Stam. I had 9 hours to travel to David Handel's wedding. I was able to actually gander at every single one of Ramosha Feinstein's 12 tshuvas on this, and not one time does he ever use the word Kalav Stam. I'll tell you the word he uses, okay? We'll let you in on the secret. The word he uses is Kalav Companies, exactly. The word is called Kalav Companies. Now, here is the beef. If everyone knows of it, it's Kalav Stam, and that's what they know of it, fine. Whoever made it up, it's not that no one cares. But Ramosha refers to it as Kalav Companies. Now, what is the deal with that? So, in June of 1954, somebody writes a tshuva to Rav Moshe Feinstein. And this is what he asks. Right, he writes a shiloh. I'm sorry, I just put the tshuva part here. I don't know about the shiloh. But either way, Rav Moshe's answering it. Okay, and this is his answer. Here's the tshuva. He says, in June 1954, he says, it was a Rav asking, what's the whole beef with, what do we do in America, etc. So he says that... He says that if you have milk in huge companies, so I don't know what's his whole long. He says that what? That if you have milk, right? He says if you have milk, right? All these companies, they have this such a thing as the FDA, and since they are on top of all things that are prepared, all manufactured products, so the FDA is, since they have this pachad, right? They have this fear that you're gonna, if they're putting in stuff they shouldn't be putting in, because the FDA is only approving cow's milk. So if they have this pachad, they're not gonna put it in, and therefore it's considered as if, in other words, we can be sure that there's no camel's milk put in. Now, where does Rav Moshe Feinstein, where does Rav Moshe come up with this? The idea that you can just, okay, they probably didn't do it. We know, like we said with the cheese, is that even if they didn't put it in the intestine of the cow, in the cow's stomach, the nevela stomach, which we said is a problem, it's still usher. Why? Because there's an inyan that when somebody makes a, when they're a banan make a gzera, it's a gzera from here on in. And even if the reason isn't there anymore, so what? So you're going to tell me that, oh, there's the FDA on top of it. So he brings a raya as a, it's a gemalgan makas, that says that people that are involved in these, and how's it ever chayed? It's a question, how can you ever kill people who are involved in adultery? And it's a machlekes, do you have to actually see the actual mice, or is it just so? The maskana is, which is how we paskin la halakha, if you look in Ebenezer, is that if you see that they're doing things, in other words, you didn't see the actual mice, there's a machlekes, do you have to actually see, exactly, specifically, he says no. He says you have to be, I don't know what the gather is, but they have to look like they're committing adultery. Whatever that means, it says they're close together, etc. They go into a room and then they come out. Whatever that means, the point is you did not see them do the entire act. You didn't see the entire act. Right? And yet still, the halacha is that the chayim is, and you can kill them based on that, on the fact that they looked, that they merely looked, and that you're sure, you're totally sure, when they went into the room, you're sure that this act was done, so therefore that is enough to kill them. So Rav Moshe brings it right here, he says that since there's such a strong idea, and it's such a strong knowledge, the idea that they for sure, why they did this, that's considered, even though Adam didn't see it, it's considered a re'iyah. It's considered as if they saw it. So he says, and there's another raya here, brings also that there's a wild animal, and you have your little lamb or something, and you found your animal dead next to that animal, and then we can assume that that animal killed your animal, and he's chayav to pay. The same thing, because there's such a strong yediyah. If this animal did it, it's considered as if we have a ra'iyah. So the same thing he says is that what we have such a strong yediyah over here, is that when they sent over here, when they have the FDA on top of them, that they probably, I mean that they for sure, are so scared that they're going to be caught, that they will not put in camel's milk, that's as if they saw the cow being milked. So this is important to understand that Rav Moshe basically is, I mean, it's called Call of Companies, is saying that it's as if a Jew was watching it. So when you're drinking, or you're eating, drinking the Gorelic milk, or you're having a Kit Kat, etc., or the Carvel, or the Baskin Robbins, we can go on and on and on, and this is not an advertisement to buy milk munches, but buy Crispy Bars and milk munches. And aside for that, you have, clearly Rav Moshe seems to be saying that one, when he's drinking this milk, is almost as if, he doesn't call it Chol of Yisrael, but it's almost as if he's drinking Chol of Yisrael. Because of this pacha that they're going to be caught. So therefore, it's this idea that they have is a re'iyah. So one second. We're going to get to that. So now comes the next. When was it? I think it was in August, 1954. 2 months later, this Rav sends another Shaila back, and he says, "Wait a second. I hear the lundas, right? I hear the lundas." So no, don't, you know, Rav Moshe Chas V'Shalom is matar and chalavakim. This is a big misconception. He's not saying chalavakim is mutter. Okay, so when you say you makbid, Rav Thayla spoke about this, when he said you makbid, of course you makbid chal v'Yisrael. Everyone has to drink chal v'Yisrael. One cannot drink chalavakim. That is 100 million% usher. You have to drink chal v'Yisrael. What Rav Moshe is saying is that this chal of companies is as if there's a re'iyah, is as if there's a Jew watching the milk. Fine. So 2 months later, this Rav sends another Shaila, and he says, what is the deal with that? He says, the whole fine, after looking into it, the whole fine that these people get when caught putting in the pig's milk or the camel's milk is $25 to $100. That's the entire fine. So your whole pacha that they have, that they're going to be caught, is $25, right? Which is not a big deal. Is that still, can you be mad? The whole thing, is that such a strong idea that they're not going to put it in because of a $25 fine? So Rav Moshe mocks of that with this too. That means he took cucumber. Anyway. Maisha also says that this is not at all a. He says this is not at all a shail. He says why? Because if you have, he says because the Maisha, even though it's $25, but he says since there, and the question is also that they could be bribed. He says I'm not worried about the fact that they could be bribed because to bribe all the workers is going to be a whole bunch of money. It's not going to be worth it for them. So even if they're going to save some money by putting in camel's milk, it's not going to be kedai for them. They're not going to do it. So he's not worried about bribing. And he says also he's not concerned about the fact that it's such a small fee because if it happens 2 or 3 times, you lose your license. When you lose your license, that taka is a big loss. So that's not either worth it for them. So Rav Moshe still holds on with this psak, that one can drink chol of companies in a situation when there's no chol of Yisrael. So that seems to be his lashon throughout. Now the only problem is that all of us go with this psak. We all go with this psak, and we all eat Carvel, etc., etc., and Kit Kat, and yada, 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 and we all drink the Gorelic milk. The thing is that none of us really saw his lashon that he uses after every single time when he says that it's mutter to use cult companies. He says, Aval roi lechol bal nefesh lachachma. Right? So now you're going to say, who is a bal nefesh? Which is a valid question. So in another tshuva, one of the 12, one of the principals of the yeshiva asked Rav Moshe, they said, we're running, you know, we're very pushed, we're tight with cash, and the Chol of Yisrael costs a lot more money. So are we able to, are we able to just use basically the semich on this heter of Chol of companies? So he says, for yeshiva, he said no. He said, even though it costs more money, he said, even though it's tight now, and you know, the financial situation is tough, he says, still, one should use in a yeshiva. He says that B'nai Torah, he says, Dafka B'nai Torah, he says, are considered Baal Nefesh, and it's right for them to be Machmer. So he seems to say that for, you know, B'nai Torah are considered a Baal Nefesh to be Machmer. It's important. Shuva, Negeya, B'nai Yeshiva. That's B'nai Yeshiva, B'nai Torah, right? I'm sorry, his lesson was B'nai Torah. He seems to be Mati. He says he could be Simech on his case. He says. Because if you have, I guess, because he doesn't call it Chol of Yisrael. He calls it Chol of Companies. He doesn't say it's Chol of Yisrael. I'm saying, he's saying it's Chol of Companies. It has a din, but obvious, okay, so it's a, oh, so, okay, So Harav Kesemam Shlita is saying good, and you don't have to say better. Lemaisa, you see from here that there's something over here. You see, when you have the, what we see, the godless of Ramesha, when you have the shoulders of Ramesha, you can have, you can give out these coolers. I'm saying you don't just give them out. I'm saying you, he was able to be Makel and address the situation in 1954 for the American people, that B'daychik, when there's nothing else, he was able to give this heter and bring these rights.
It was true.
It was what?
True.
Yeah, and it's true.
Huh? Why is it not true? When is it not true?
It's always us. When is well, one second. It's, the point is, it's a heter. Is that sometimes? Is that I'm not. In other words, what I understand from these truths is that Rav Moshe, seeing the whole picture, whatever it is, knowing all that Rav Moshe knew, was able to give this heter. But it, clearly, he's saying. I mean, you see it all the time in the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Nevesh Lachman. So what's the halacha? Should I wear gloves? Should I not wear gloves? You can wear gloves. Rabbi Nevesh Lachman. I'm saying, oh, you could go across the Mishnah Berurah. You could see Rabbi Nevesh Lachman. So I hear. So now, is there a problem with the Svarah? Well, I'll tell you, I don't know, Ramesh doesn't talk about this, but there is a problem with the Svarah. One is such is that there's 2% of stuff that can go into the products that don't, that don't have to be addressed. That could be anything. But that could be considered bottle. Yeah, okay, so that could be considered bottle, but it's still not when, again, when, okay, so, great. So, but now it could be mavatal in the milk, but when you're dealing with, should I buy the golden flower, should I buy the, especially when this is, again, it's not necessarily being mavatal isalakatfila, but when there's this considered chalavakam is considered is a problem, is usr. And I heard in the Sefer brought down in the Kenyan Torah, the Baruch Tam says he has a Masaira from, you ready for this one, alright? He has a Masaira, you all ready? He has a Masaira from Moshe Rabbeinu. How about that one? That the reason for chalavakam is not just because the goyim are going to mix in chalav tamei. So there's other reasons involved. And if you'll ask, you go across the board. There's 0 to 100 paiskim over here. You'll ask the chassidish paiskim. They'll look at you like you're from the moon. If you tell them that I'm going to drink delwood or gorelic milk, they'll look at you like you're crazy because we chalavakam even with tantan the lev, etc. They'll come up with the, you know, there's zohar is involved here and there's a whole bunch of other stuff. Lemaisa, the halacha lemaisa shabai though, dealing with the Ramesh wrote though, he seems to say there's a heter of chalav companies bedoichik. Again, he said the yeshivas, what they should do for if they're pressed for cash, they should clearly, they could be, there's yesh makam to drink your, there's not any makam actually for Baal, he says for Bnei Torah, one should not. He said, obviously, but we all know we are Naya Gazai. I don't know if you could take the heter and run away with it and say, okay, Rav Moshe would, I mean, clearly at the end of his life, there was Kit Kats available, there was M&Ms available, and there was Carvel available.
No.
And if Moshe wasn't Chayzer, and Moshe didn't say, okay, forget it, now it's more easier to get all the, I'm saying there was all the other stuff, there's Pashkis, and there was all the other stuff, and you know, now just stick with the Pashkis and stick with the milk munch. I say stick with the milk munch. But Rav Moshe apparently didn't hold that was so, he still, this psak, there was tshuvas throughout from the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, it goes throughout. So, again, we'll discuss next week, consider with all the pattern issues and stuff like that, and what happens with Kalim, what happens if you eat from someone you hold Kalav Yisrael, and he holds Kalav companies, do I have to be, Lamaisa the Ramah says, Kalav Akam is mitama, it's a problem, it's the problem with the Kalim. So you would have to be, you'd have to kash the Kalim, etc. We'll get to that, but the bottom line is, again, in all these 12 tshuvas, every single time after Moshe said that it is mutter to be simich on this heter of call of companies, he says as well, it is roi l'chol baal nefesh l'hachmer, and he says, the exact lesson was, shekedai v'roi l'bnei Torah l'hachmer, that's what he said, I think we're all consider ourselves included in that gether. I'm not saying you should go home and just throw everything out the window, and then cause all the siblings to become kids at risk, etc. I'm just saying, it's something to think about when you go into ShopRite, and you could easily purchase the golden flow, and you can easily purchase Chalav Yisrael milk and Chalav Yisrael products or Crispit bars in the machine, then obviously it is obviously recommended, seemingly considering, he says again, remember this lashon shekedai v'roi l'bnei Torah l'hachmer, and we know there's always that mice with Ramesha, that, I mean, let's say, I don't know if it's not brought down, but that he was there, someone fed him Chalav Stam, and someone said, oh, you see nothing happen, you drink Chalav Stam, so he picked himself up, he walked to the bathroom, he stuck his finger down his throat, and he threw up. This is just, apparently he, it's interesting, if you want to go with the heter of Ramesha over here, just realize you should also look at what Ramesha held the better of Moshe's heter. And Rav Moshe himself was machmer. So Rav Moshe can be machmer in 1955. I'm not saying throwing any chumras on anybody. If you drink it, you drink it. However, it's good to know what he says again. Remember this lashon shekedai v'roi l'bnei Torah l'hachmer. Thank you for coming, and thank you for listening. I'll just quickly review from last week. Three things, yeah? All right. Call of Akka. Joy to the world. All right. Call of Akka, just review again. Call of Akka is 1,000,000,000,000% usher. We said in fact, all places can hold, even if there are no piggies or camels going around in your city, it's still usher. The Aruch HaShulchan brings a Maisa, I forgot to mention, was that he says one of the Balabatim Chashuvim in his shtetl came over to him, and or whatever, I don't know how he found out this Maisa, and they used to always drink milk at a certain grocer. And once these balabatim chashuvim, as he calls them, asked the grocer, he said, how do you keep your milk so fresh? You know, they would go when he was always makon a kol b'Yisrael, but when he went out of town, he ate by this small little, restaurant place thing, grocery guy. So the guy says, quite innocently, he was a guy, he says, well, I go across the street to the butcher, and I take I think it was moichei shel behemah, I forgot the exact lashon, he takes cow brains, and cooks it together with the milk, and that's what keeps, right, street bread. And he cooks it together with the milk, and that's what gives it the fresh taste. And obviously, when they heard that, they fell to the floor, forgot the lashon, they realized they were eating bus of a chalav, they were eating a whole bunch of bad stuff going on, chalav akum, obviously, as well. So we see that goyim are known to do stuff with milk. All right, especially even if it's milk from a cow. So there is another inyan aside for this whole idea of piggy milk in regards towards the milk. We see that they cook it with brains. All right. I don't know if they do that anymore. We said that Gvinas Akka said that the cheese, the gzeir with the cheese, was that you're going to put it in the stomach, and they use the enzymes. The enzymes makes rennet, and rennet is what people use to make cheese. So if you, the fact that the goyim do that, so we don't want them putting the milk in the nevela, that would be usher as well. We said that butter, however, is not included in the gzeir at all. Butter, as far as we're concerned, from a goy chema is mutter, right? There are some cities that are not equal isser, but it is definitely mutter, more or less across the board. And if you find, okay, your Phil's looking at me, because the OU did just mention that the reason for this, why it's mutter, is because you can't make butter out of piggy milk. However, as Rabbi Carr was just looking at me, the OU had mentioned to him that they'd have ways of making butter, from piggy milk. So apparently, there are ways to do it, but Lamaisa, the halakha on the Shulchan Aruch clearly is that you can eat butter from a goy. Fluid milk, we said the same thing with fluid milk, is that there's a heter of Rav Moshe. We said, he calls a call of companies. Call of companies is that since that we're so sure that they're not adding piggy milk, we have such a clear idea, so it's as if we have a re'iyah. It's as if we see it. He brings the raya from the Gemara Makis, is that when we see people go into a room, even though we don't see the Maisa, still we know for sure that there was an act of bia that was done. So therefore, this idea is as if it's a re'iyah, and the Chayav Misa, accordingly, it's considered a re'iyah, so he brings the raya, the same thing for the call of companies. And throughout his life, he stuck with this head. It's not like, I mean, it did cause a big heave-ho, because it is a big kiddush, because there is no one watching the milk. But nonetheless, he did, this tshuva is written throughout throughout the years of Rav Moshe. And obviously the yeshiva asked him, what should we serve? He said the yeshiva should be machmer, because as he says in every tshuva, roi l'kol bal nefesh l'hachmer. The question that comes up from all of this now is and I must have heard at least 88 times in the past week, that yes, Rav Moshe's children, as far as I understand, or at least one of his children, Reuven, does eat Call of Companies, and does buy chocolate bars, and does, I don't know if he eats Carvel, but he is go with this. I heard it 88 times, okay? Right, and now Carvel is Call of Companies. Okay. But this is what they say. I don't. What's Bekitzer, we see that, and there are many Gedolim, or Kalman Epstein, is also Nike, Call of Stam, that, I don't know if he wants me saying this, but Lamaisa, there are many, it's a hetter that Rav Moshe gives, and if it sounded as if someone was being more Machmer, I'm just telling what he says in the tshuva. Rav Moshe says, "Roy the kol ban nefesh la'achmer." If you're in noyikti kol of stam, especially if you're in Waterbury and you don't like the milk here when it turns into yogurt in your coffee, because it has tendencies sometimes to spoil, so then one can go with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was a pesach of America. This is his psak. Now, do you have to be matan neder? Let's say you just find this out and you're like, "Wow, my whole life I've been eating kol of Yisrael." Like, you know, just you feel repressed and you just want to go and just break out the carvel. So is that mutter? Do you have to be matan neder? Now the halacha is that if you're noyeg chumra three times, it's considered like a neder. So you would have to be matan neder. Now if the reason why you didn't eat carvel until now was because you thought that it was usher to eat carvel, it was vade usher, so then you don't have a problem because you're just misinformed. But this is what Rav Moshe says at the end of his tshuva. When he gives the heter, according to Rav Moshe, he says, but if the reason why you had it, because you stomped, thought, you know it's mutter, but you're machmer. And now you realize that for whatever reason you went through the tshuvas, whatever it is, you decide that you want it, you don't want to be, well, let's say you go to, you move to Waterbury, or you move to somewhere else, and you realize it's very difficult to keep Kol Yisrael. Although now with the new shepherd products, I don't know if that's true. But if that's the case, then you would have to be matan neder in front of. You need a Pesach, obviously. You have to have a reason. If I would have known that I'm moving to Waterbury, I never would have made the neder. And then you could, three people could be matan the neder. It depends why you would keep what. So that's why you have to speak to somebody that knows things about Nadarim. I'm like myself, who has no clue. Okay, we're going to go to the next question because I have no idea. That's just what he says. Three times, minig, stuff, bad, ask rabbi. All right. Next, Shaila. It's just what. Okay, I'm not going to make believe I know what I'm talking about. All right, the next thing is what about the Kalim? The Kalim, now this is very negative because it seems that there are a lot of people that they're makbid and their parents aren't, or the other way around. I know even one family, the wife is makbid on Klav Yisrael and the husband eats Klav companies. So what do you do with the Kalim? And this is also negative. The DE, the dairy equipment, is, can I eat, if I am makbid, like, and I don't go with the Moshe's head there, can I eat DE, dairy equipment? It's not necessary. I don't know what, I know the OU doesn't put the E anymore. They just put D, dairy. But there are, the OK and the star K, I know, puts dairy equipment. So the halacha is azoy. It really goes both ways, or David, and he seems to be, as was Rabbi Forrest also, but there are mekilim for the reason that there is a klal called not barnat. Now, sounds like a chokhbar. Not barnat is, there's, not barnat is, it's a whole separate schmooze in itself. I always wanted to say that. That means, by the way, when a guy says that, is he has no clue what he's talking about. It's a whole separate shmuz. I don't want to get into it now. But Lemaisa, to try to superficially, not by not as nice and tom by nice and tom, is that when the piggy milk gives the tom to the keli, and then the kol of akum, so to speak, because you don't hold it from Moshe's head, so now it's kol of akum. So it gives the taste to the kli, and then the kli gives a taste to your food now, to your kol of Yisrael food. So if you hold it, if you're going with Moshe, so to speak, in other words, it's mutter. I want to be machmer, which is what Moshe says, so then it's not barnat li sura, not barnat lehetera. Not barnat lehetera, you'd be mutter to use the kalim. If you hold, like, I know in Crown Heights, Lubavitch are very, very, very machmer, like, this is like one of the three, like, if you eat. You know, they will never touch Kalf companies. You know, this is like the worst thing in the world for many different reasons, not just because the piggy milk, because there's a Zohar and all that stuff, which I don't know, but this is what I heard from a mashgiach on a dairy farm. He said, like, the Lubavitch will never go near it. So he said, this, they would hold it not by not least sure. They don't go with this hat to Rav Moshe. So in that case, he would have a problem of Kalim if it was used that day for, if it was used, if it was used that day. Hey, how are you? For dairy. Again, also stam kalim ain't a vinyami. So if you ate it already, you don't have to stick yourself in mud. But if from the future, if you know, you would have to find that, you have to be mavara. If you're eating the same, especially in the same family, that's why before and Rabbi David were machmer, find out if it was used that day for kol of stam, and then the kalim would have to be kasher. Except there, again, there's the other side, is that if you hold that it's stam, I'm being machmer. So there's then you wouldn't have to worry about the kalim. There's another reason I spoke to Rabbi Simkin extensively over this. He says that there's another great brownie points involved over here with not going with the heter of Rav Moshe. He says that nowadays there's these cows that have the surgical procedure, and the surgical procedure done to them deems them a trefa, according to some people. So if it deems them a trefa, milk from a trefa is just as us as milk from a camel and milk from a piggy, because it's called a tamea. Because the cow is tummy, because you can't check the cow, because it's a trefa. So these cows that have the surgical procedure done on them, so the Kol of Yisrael people pull these cows out, right? These cows don't make it to the milking for regard to the Kol of Yisrael bottles. But the Kol of Stam, obviously, if it's Kol of companies, there's no Jew there, there's no one looking at the, if the, these cows had the procedure. So that's another advantage towards keeping Kol of Yisrael. You're guaranteed not to have Kol of Trefa. Now, you're going to say it's Batal B'Shishim, now you're saying good. The only reason why you have to say better is because they say that a lot of these cows have this surgical procedure done. A lot of these cows. Now, Ravelsky has a whole thing. He said the OU is Tzaymach on Ravelsky's Pesach, is that Ravelsky holds it's not, they're not a Trefa. I mean, it is a Makalikis, though. I'm not saying it's for sure. I don't know. They do something. The veterinarians do. They cut. They. I don't know. Ask Rabbi Carr after he'll.
They use these for dairy farms. These are only for.
There's a dairy for. Yeah. No. There's a dairy. No. Dairy cows. Dairy cows have this stuff done to them. I don't know why. How it. Where. This is what. Listen. Lamaisa. The OU is Simon Conner of Belsky's Pesach, which says that it's not a trefa, but it's just interesting to know. For those that are already not going on this head there, you're doing good for other reasons. The question is, does milk need a heksher? What if you're stuck in Bumble Park and you don't have the milk doesn't have the MVH, it doesn't have the OK, the OU. So if it's Chalav Yisrael, it's Chalav Yisrael. The question is, what does milk that's not Chalav Yisrael, what does it need an OU for? So, shock of shockers, it doesn't. But because, I mean, there are people that feel uncomfortable, you know, there's always the people, Mrs. Kolopch is in Borough Park, will not touch it if it doesn't have a hechsher on it, Lamaisa. And there are people that want it for good reason. There are certain things, right? I don't know why tablecloths need a hechsher either, but there are things that have a hechsher for whatever reason. And certain people only buy things that have a hechsher, and I guess there's reasons for it. I mean, there was, I know, a big hack recently with Reynolds wrap or something, because it has some stuff on it. Whatever it is, either way, fine, very nice. But Bekitzer Nimrutz says, Rabbi Simkin was telling me, he said that all the vitamins that they put in them, the party line is such that the additives that goes into the milk needs a hechsher. But he said, Lamaisa, he said, between you and me. Well, it's between you and me. Well, all right. Between all of us. He said that the vitamins that go in are all kosher vitamins. He said they're owned, the vitamin companies are owned by whatever, they're kosher vitamins. So all the stuff going in the milk is kosher as well. So because if you're going on the head of 12 companies, it really doesn't need a hechsher. But again, once again, if you have the option, I guess I would go with the with the MVH. Unless, I mean, you have a bottle that has a picture of Miss Piggy on it, I would stay away. But anything short of that, you know, I would go, that would be mutter.
Or a rabbit. It's got a rabbit on it.
If it has the McDonald's signal on it, that's good. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's Mara Zion. Why wouldn't know? Somebody. They what? Yes, milk is milk. Yeah, I'm saying by law, milk is milk, and the vitamins that go in there. I mean, I would find another place to purchase my milk. But if this, floats your boat, then apparently there wouldn't be necessarily such cautious problems. All right, what is the deal with powdered milk? All right, here's the beef, okay? There is this big fat misconception out there. And this big fat misconception goes like this. It goes along the lines of, since butter can only be made by cow milk and can't be made by piggy milk, powdered milk can also only be made from cow milk and not piggy milk. I don't know where this came from, but this is not true. Because the way you make powdered milk is you just burn milk, very high temperatures, and it evaporates, and then powder remains. So you can do that with Miss Piggy, yada, 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 it doesn't matter. You can make the powdered milk from any sort of animal you'd like. So there isn't the reason is that because, it's only made from cow's milk. That's not true. It's a machlokes whether I can use powdered milk. This has nothing to do with the heter of a Moshe. Absolutely nothing. This has to do, it's a machlokes between the Har Tzvi and the Chazon Ish, and the Bar Moshe is also chalek on the Har Tzvi, but the main point of the matzah is at the Har Tzvi, and he says like this. All right, listen up. We could do this. Is that, if you have, let's say I buy milk from a guy, right? That's kolavakim, that's awesome. Milk from a guy is, no matter what I do with this milk that I just bought from the guy, it's awesome milk. I could turn it into cheese, I could turn it into cream, yogurt, do the cha-cha, whatever it is, it's awesome, right? The milk is awesome, clearly. What happens if the guy turns the milk into butter? So that's what we said. Kemas Akam, we said butter from a guy is mutter. Because the gzeir was not on butter from a guy. So you understand? If I buy the milk from him and I turn it into butter, I just did it, it's usser. The butter is usser. Because the milk was usser. So I took something usser and turned it, it's like taking pig and turning it into, I don't know, and putting it in your challah. It doesn't make it kosher, right? So the same thing. If you take something usser and you turn it into butter, so it's kolabakam, which is usser, and the butter is still usser. If he turns it into butter, it's coming to you as chemas akam, which is mutter. Yeah, because I took something isser. I took the piggy and I turned it into something else.
It's not piggy. Apparently it's not piggy.
I know, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's still, when you there's a general call on consciousness, you take something that's usser, it remains usser for, that's it. It remains the same reason we said you can't put milk in the chalent and hope it's going to be. What I'm saying is something that's usser is usser. Okay, that's something totally different, but I don't know, whatever. But it sounds cool, so I'll say it. But Lamaisa, if you take, but again, so do we, can we just, we could be done with this. Do we understand this? Is that if I want to get out of here just as much as everyone else. If I can take the milk, right, and it's usser, and I make butter into it, that's usser butter. But if the guy made it into butter, it's mutter. It's interesting. The guy made it, it's mutter, I make it, it's usser. Same thing with cheese, right? Before the, there's a gzeira of cheese of putting it into the whole stomach of the nevela. But before the gzeira, the chassam sofer has a whole raid. He says the gzeira came out afterwards, so to speak. In other words, it was soon to be released. But it didn't come out, in other words, it was Kolovakim, right? And then, in 1802, they came out with the Gzeira on cheese. So between 1800 and 1802, if I buy milk from a guy and turn it into cheese, right, it's usser, because it's usser milk. If I buy cheese from the guy, again, before the whole Nevela Gzeira, So then the cheese is mutter, because there's no gzera on something that he turned, that he changed. The gzera was only on milk. Is that clear?
Yes.
Fine. So now, says the Har Tzvi, if I take the powder, now what happened? The powder is coming to me from the guy. So the guy changed, so to speak. It's not usher to me, because he changed it into something totally different. Since it's something that's totally different, it's not under the gzera of cheese, it's not under the gzera of milk, it's its own thing, and when it comes to you, it's bechlal not an gzera, it's powder. That's what it is. The gzera was not on powder milk. The gzera was, if I take milk from a guy and I turn it into powder, I just took something usher, it's in my possession as something usher now. You could do the cha-cha, it won't help, right? Even the cha-cha. Right? But if I get it from a guy and he turned it into powder milk, and then you buy it from him, and then you use it for your whatever product you want to use it for, that would be, according to the Har Tzvi, that would be mutter.
You can make piggy powder.
Even though you can make powder out of piggy milk, the gzeir. What? You need a hashra. No, be able to. It's not kalavakam. Exactly. This is not Rav Moshe's hetter. This is the Har Tzvi. There's nothing. He was a place again. Eretz Yisrael. What?
Why isn't powdered milk?
Ah, so that's what the Bar Moshe says. He says, Lamaisa, I'm going to put water in it. 10 seconds later, it's going to be milk.
What are you buying?
You're buying the powdered milk. Powder milk.
Yeah, 10 seconds later it's milk and now it's usher.
Yeah, it's powder milk. I was saying they need a hetcher, they're watching it, it's not considered good.
You're buying the milk. It's not considered milk.
I know he's gonna get it. You're not buying what?
You're buying milk. Right?
You're buying powder. No! Yeah, no, it's buying powder. It's called powder. No. You're buying the powder. What?
What do you mean?
No, if you buy the powder milk, it's
she feels a
Frank. Yeah, after it's good powder, Gavar.
She feels a Frank.
So that's what the Baron Moshe says. The Baron Moshe says, or as the Kazanish says, Ezzy.
I don't buy the lumbus of that.
Thank you. Right? As the Kazanish says, I don't buy the lumbus. Right? Now the Kazanish, the Baron Moshe's kind of like as well, is that it's in a second later you're putting water back in. So now it's milk again. But the Har Tzvi says, in no uncertain terms, and he has tshuva right afterwards, and he knocks off 10 questions on it. He says very firmly, no royal hachmer, none of that. He says very clearly that it's mutter. I just made a little list of all the products that have. This took a long time, so I'm just going to say it, because took a long time to do. Here are the products that have powdered milk, that are made with powdered milk. All right.
The Kaznish
says you cannot use these products. Yes. The Har Tzvi says you can. The Har Tzvi does not say these words in his tshuva. You can use Dunkin' Donuts. What? The current rabbis are, Rabbi David said to be machmer, and Rabbi Four said that it goes both ways. He said that, you know, you'll have to ask your rabbi. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, one second. Okay, one second. Time out. Okay, be done in a minute. I am not saying that if you're makbid on not with Rav Moshe's heter, and you go and you only eat Chalav Yisrael, and you can go out now and just go to the outlet store in Freihoffers and have a field day. I'm not saying that. Most of the people that are makbid on Chalav Yisrael are makbid on these as well. There is a following out there that is makbid on Chalav Yisrael that goes with the psak of the Har Tzvi. Specifically in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut for a long time was using Avak Kalav Akam. They were using powder milk and all the dairy products. And the people are all Makban Chalav Yisrael, for the people that are Makban, they were going with this Heter. So there is that following. I'm not saying that everyone should just go and eat Entenmann's now. There are those that are Machmer, and they go with like the Chazanish and the Bar Moshe, and other Paiskim, I don't know who, but I want to say other Paiskim, and other people like Rav David, that say not to use the powdered milk. So it's a Machloikis. Okay, 1 second, I'll get the questions. It's a Machloikis. Okay? I just want that to be clear.
Does Rav Moshe's heter cover
this? No, Rav Moshe's heter. No, this is even out. So if Rav Moshe's heter, you don't have a question, so you don't have to get involved over here.
But it covers powdered milk also, because you don't have to get.
You don't even have to come out to
it.
If you eat Kalav companies, you can surely eat powdered milk. There's no question. This is even for those that don't eat Kalav companies. And eat Kalav Yisrael, there is another, there, as Rabbi Fran says. There is life.
Oh, there is life after such a kabbalah.
Right. Yeah. There is life after such a kabbalah. I.e., and I know that Rabbi Fran asks Paskins like this as he eats Krispy Kreme donuts himself. I don't know if anyone spotted him with a custard donut, but he tells people they can eat Krispy Kreme. 1 second. What? And Rav Ruderman, yes, Rav Ruderman's psak as well for Baltimore. Okay, he Paskin, you can use the powdered milk. I'm not saying again, this is you have to ask your dad and your rabbi.
Hi. If you honestly believe that it makes sense, then if you have milk, we change it to powder, therefore it's not considered
No, the Gzeir was on. The question was that the Gzeir was not on it. We have to plug it into the Gzeir. So you're right. But he said we're not going to be Miskadosh, new Gzeirs. You're right. That's why many people are. But this is what he holds. Now I'm not saying run away with it. For those of you that are part of this following, just listen up. Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, Quaker Chewies, Quaker Chewy granola bars. I'm made with powdered milk. All varieties except one of, can you relax? The chocolate chip granola bar is Parv, although I don't know if it'll say it on the label, but it is. It is made as dairy equipment. It is not dairy. So again, you have a dairy equipment issue. But if you're stuck on a desert and you only call it Yisrael, it's made with powdered milk. It's not made with powdered milk. The chocolate chip one is not. The other 15 varieties are. Here's a secret of the day, which this is all classified information. Which is David here? Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know if your dad's gonna kill me or not, but I'll say it anyway. He says that the Oreos are they're parv. He said the Oreo cookies are parv. I think that Bloomio's is paying them off here. That's what I think. And I'm happy with that because they're 75 cents, you know? But Lamaisa, right. But Lamaisa, he says the Oreos are par. So when I spoke to him, he gave me the number. I called OU. The guy got a little upset at me. He's like, you're not supposed to know this information. I said, okay. He didn't say that. He said this isn't public information. That's what he said. It's not public information. I'll tell you the reason. The reason is like this. Because they use how do you pronounce it? Whey. They use whey, right? Now that's what it says. Whey is milk. That's correct. Now I'm not saying whey is not milk. Whey is milk. However, they don't. It says they use whey. But they really don't use whey. In other words, what they have to do al pilo is they have to put down all the ingredients. They have to put down. In other words, they want to sort of they want to give themselves the option just in case they feel the need. In other words, they have to give themselves room if they want to put it in to write whey. But in general, they don't. So Rabbi Simkin is telling me that when he was in the Oreo plant years back, and they only have one line, so you don't even have to really worry about the dairy equipment because it's like it's just the Oreo. Like they make Oreo cookies, and that's wow. So he said it's not eat. But, Avil, Abrige, but this is not a heter because Lamaisa, you have to call. I'm saying you have to get a heter from a rabbi. This is just what he said from a few years back. He says call Rabbi. Then was Rabbi Safran. I called Rabbi Safran. Rabbi Safran said this is not public information. We can't take achrayus. The company can put in whatever they want, and that's the end of that. So this is just like to sound cool, you know. I guess it's cool to walk around with it, but don't eat it. Yeah. What? So he said we can't take a Christ for it. So that's what it is. This is again, if you had the Oreos and you snuck it, you don't have to stick yourself in the dirt. But other than that, it's not. Don't go on my shoulders here. The next case is what? Can you eat it with chicken? Yes, Bishina, when you're standing on your head. All right. The next case, the last case we have was the Entimans and the Fire Harbors. Now Rabbi Morrison said. So first, okay. This is exciting. He said, or Morrison said, the Entenmann's is powdered milk. However, again, I don't know why everyone's so excited. If you ate it until now, you can continue. And if you didn't eat it, you can't eat it. So just get over yourself. The case is, yeah. Oh, you don't feel guilty. Okay. But that's not good. The case is with the Entenmann's. Rabbi Morrison said first that all Entenmann's products are powdered milk. And then, so I actually went to the outlet store today, and they noticed this tall stick looking at every single label over there, like, and writing down all the ingredients, and then, of course, refusing to buy anything. So I called up, and the mice said, there are products with chocolate in them. Now, the products with chocolate in them are, you could have a problem, because, in other words, the cinnamon buns, let's say, or the Louisiana Crunch, or the donut holes even, that's all made with milk, and it'll say in boldface letters, actually, non-fat milk. Now, I was trying to squeeze out of the OU, does non-fat milk mean powdered milk? And they were like, they can disclose to saying that it is, but they wouldn't say that it always is. So the non-fat milk, as far as we're concerned, wink, wink, is really powdered milk. But as far as eating it, actually, la halakha, you would have to call up and find out from each product. Rabbi Morrison said that the Louisiana, he didn't say Louisiana Crunch, but he said the ones that don't have chocolate in them, he said that is made with powdered milk. He's the Rav HaMaksha for Entenmann's. He said Freihafer's as well. He said also the donut holes, as far as I know, also are not made with, they're made with cocoa butter, which I think cocoa butter is a powdered ingredient. But he said the problem is, as Simkin pointed out, the problem is that a lot of these sub-ingredients, like chocolate chip cookies or like chocolate frosted cupcakes, he said that they have sub-ingredients. In other words, they're going to write chocolate chips. Now, the sub-ingredient of chocolate chips could be milk, which they're not going to write, because it's such a small thing. So, how are you going to tell me it's batel? Okay, fine, but if you're not going to call it Yisrael, and you're right, you know, it's best not to, and especially if you hold like the machmirim that it's not even that where the major center, that would be a problem. So, but there is life after this Kabbalah. Regards towards fluid milk, I called up after speaking to I forgot his name, Juan, some Hispanic American from the Häagen-Dazs company. So he said that it is made 90% of the time it's made with fluid milk, and the other 20% of the time is not made with it. Either which way, it's 9 out of 10 times it's made with fluid milk, as is Carvel, as is Ben and Jerry's, as is Hershey's milk chocolate. As is Baskin and Robbins. I did not call it Baskin and Robbins, but I heard that all ice creams, almost all ice creams, are all made with, not Klein. Klein's is good. Is all made with fluid milk. So then, Klein's is good, Hefscher. Then you could, I'm joking. Then you could, then Lamaisa, it's good to be Mighty Shem and a whole ice cream company, right? Lamaisa, the truth be told, we just purchased it last week, and Lamaisa does the same job as Carvel. So, Lamaskana, to sum up, the fluid milk, we said, there's Rav Moshe's Heter of Kalev Company. We said the butter, there's a heter, clearly it's not an exer. We said that the cheese, Gvinas Akam, is clearly usher because of the reason of the novella that they put in the novella when they make the rennet. And the powdered milk, we said, is a machlekes between the Hartzvi, the Kazanish, and the Bar Moshe. Those two, and there are other ice cream as well. So obviously, we said, according to Rabbi Friend, who obviously is going with Rav Ruderman, gave the psak for Baltimore, gave the psak in Baltimore, that powdered milk is mutter, the Krispy Kremes, the Dunkin' Donuts. However, we should realize that there are gedarim here. In other words, I'm not saying what to do, but as again Rav Moshe says, Roy Kovan Nefesh Lahachmer, and again, yes, I know I heard that his kids do eat it, so I'm not one to say anything. But when I grow up, okay, aside from being a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, okay, I want to be a Baal Nefesh, okay? So even though the first 25 years of my life I have indulged on the Carvel, which by the way they have Tel Aviv Yisrael, and indulged on all the other milking products, I think after reading the Truas, I'm going to give it a shot. Bli Neder, starting from here on in, is that with fluid milk and with everything else, I think I, thank you. I've been clean for 2 weeks. I think, you know, it's just a step on the ladder. There is that we could be masik such a level, is that you want to stick with the powdered milk, there's yesh makom, and the fluid milk, if you're in a situation, especially not in Waterbury, where you could drink the fluid milk and the ice cream, be mavater on the Carvel, be mavater on the milk, we'd be obviously good to be a well-made fish. Thank you for coming. Thank you.